We are now going through an amazing and unprecedented moment where the power dynamics between men and women are shifting very rapidly. And in many of the places where it counts the most, women are, in fact, taking control of everything. In my mother's day, she didn't go to college, not a lot of women did. And now, for every two men who get a college degree, three women will do the same. Women, for the first time this year, became the majority of the American workforce. And they're starting to dominate lots of professions: doctors, lawyers, bankers, accountants. Over 50% of managers are women these days, and in the 15 professions projected to grow the most in the next decade, all but two of them are dominated by women. So the global economy is becoming a place where women are more successful than men, believe it or not. And this economic changes are starting to rapidly affect our culture, what our romantic comedies look like, what our marriages look like, what our dating lives look like, and our new set of superheroes. For a long time, this is the image of American manhood that dominated: tough, rugged, in control of his own environment. A few years ago, the Marlboro Man was retired and replaced by this much less impressive specimen, who is a parody of American manhood. And that's what we have in our commercials today. The phrase "firstborn son" is so deeply ingrained in our consciousness that this statistic alone shocked me. In American fertility clinics, 75% of couples are requesting girls and not boys. And in places where you wouldn't think, such as South Korea, India, and China, the very strict patriarchal societies are starting to break down a little, and families are no longer strongly preferring firstborn sons.